B61 Fundamental Questions on the Science of Christian Science, Part 1. The Steps from Metaphysics to Science. Number 1A.
We take today the subject of the step from metaphysics to science. This is a very important subject, and it has perhaps not found the attention that one should give to this subject. It's very fundamental to the understanding of Christian Science, but also very fundamental for the practice of Christian Science. For a long time, one did not make any distinction between metaphysics and science. One just took everything that Mrs. Eddy was teaching or writing or presenting. One coined it as metaphysics, whereas we should be very aware that Mrs. Eddy makes a great distinction between metaphysics, just per se, and the metaphysics of Christian Science. And therefore, perhaps we go through the build-up of the whole subject slowly so that one can really grasp the distinction between metaphysics and science. First of all, perhaps, what is metaphysics? What field does metaphysics cover? What department of human philosophy does metaphysics take? And so perhaps I refer back to the American Heritage Dictionary, which shows that metaphysics is actually a department of philosophy. So the overall department is philosophy. And philosophy is there defined as a system of values by which one lives. That's from the American Heritage Dictionary. So philosophy is the overall category, and within that overall category of philosophy, the American Heritage Dictionary makes 5 sub-departments. The first is logic. The second is ethics. The third is aesthetics. The fourth is metaphysics. Am I going too quick? And the fifth is epistemology. Epistemology is the science of how to gain knowledge, if I put it into very popular words. So you have these 5 subcategories of philosophy, under which was also metaphysics. Again, metaphysics is the overall tone for 2 sub-departments, namely for ontology and for cosmology. So you have ontology and cosmology. These 2 are subdivisions of metaphysics. Now we know what ontology is. Mrs. Eddy defines ontology in the textbook. It is the science of being. Ontology is the science of being. And cosmology is the science of the fundamental causes and processes in things. So cosmology is also something that we know in Christian Science, because Christian Science explains really the science of the fundamental causes and processes in things. So we have defined the place value of metaphysics within the big field of philosophy. And in other definitions, we find, for instance, Webster defines metaphysics just simply as the science of the conceptions and relations which are necessary to thought and knowledge, or, in short, the science of mind. Naturally, mind with a small m, and science also with a small s. So metaphysics has to do with mind, small m, and not, therefore, with the counterfact or the counterfeit of it, with matter, with the opposite, I better say, with the opposite matter. So metaphysics is distinct from the science of matter, as also the American Heritage Dictionary gives a definition of metaphysics as the branch of philosophy that systematically investigates the nature of first principles. Investigates the nature of first principles and problems of ultimate reality. It is, so to say, that which looks behind the material, external universe and tries to find that which underlies really the material universe. Metaphysics has its origin in the Greek. It comes from meta and physikos. Meta means beyond or also after, and naturally physikos is related to the external nature, to the physical nature. So metaphysics will deal with all that which comes after the physical or which is above the physical. Aristotle, who wrote for the first time about metaphysics, had a chapter on metaphysics after he had shown all about the physics. So he added a chapter after the physics and called it metaphysics. But we also can see it as that which is above physics, or perhaps we would say that which lies behind the physical universe. So whenever we talk about metaphysics in general, we know that it has to do with that which is above physics. That's how Mrs. Eddy defines it. She says metaphysics is above physics. Therefore, it is in that realm which has to do with mind, small m, which has to do with mind, with thinking, which naturally has no time, no space, therefore is free from body and person. So I can see that the realm of metaphysics is a time and space-free realm that is the realm of thinking. Mrs. Eddy also says that matter does not enter into metaphysical premises or conclusions. You see, it's something that has nothing to do with matter. The moment we go away from matter, we come into the realm of metaphysics. Therefore, we have the opposite of metaphysics and physics, and therefore the challenging of metaphysics that challenges physics. Mrs. Eddy says metaphysics challenges physics. So there is that opposition between the metaphysical realm and the physical realm. It's constantly this way that Mrs. Eddy explained metaphysics as the opposite of physics. She says metaphysics is the opposite of the physical, of physical hypotheses, the belief in physics, or the system of physics, the belief in the material basis, you see, it's the opposite of metaphysics and of materialistic hypotheses. So it shows that metaphysics really, in Mrs. Eddy's concept, but also in the general concept, takes the place of physics. So instead of contemplating, like the physicist, the universe that is physical and where everything can be explained on a physical basis and with physical laws, metaphysics tries to explain the ontological question as well as the cosmological questions on the basis really of mind, small m, of thinking, of conceptions, and that of conceptions that are formulated in the human mind. So much for the place value of metaphysics versus physics. How did Mrs. Eddy arrive at the metaphysical propositions? Why did she get interested in metaphysics instead of physics? She tells us in her books that first she was interested in. So she tells us how she was first interested in allopathy, in the usual medical treatment of disease. That then, after experiences, she was led to investigate homeopathy, and there already, naturally, metaphysical propositions enter in. Because in homeopathy, she began to see that the mind of the patient practitioners were important in the healing, which led her really to that insight of what we call mind over matter. Mind with a small m, still with a small m. So that homeopathy is investigating really mind over matter, how the mental state of the patient and of the doctor has a healing effect or a changing effect on the body, on matter. From there only, then she says that she was led then to the metaphysics of Christian Science. And you see that at this moment she begins to differentiate between ordinary metaphysics and the metaphysics of Christian Science. So that when we talk about metaphysics, we really should be careful how we talk about metaphysics. If we talk about metaphysics meaning mind small m over matter, that's ordinary metaphysics. Or if we speak about metaphysics from the point of view of mind capital M over matter, which is then the metaphysics of Christian Science. She has all kinds of variations to define her metaphysics. Either it is the metaphysics of the divine mind or the metaphysics of Christian Science, or she calls her metaphysics divine metaphysics, which has nothing to do with human metaphysics, and therefore always qualifies the term metaphysics when she means her discovery of what is to be considered metaphysics. In her textbook are a few incidents, a few examples of ordinary metaphysics. She, for instance, you know very well her statement, for instance, willing the sick to recover is not the metaphysical practice of Christian Science. So she could see that willing the sick to recover, willpower, is metaphysics. It's also willpower or thought power over matter, but that is not the metaphysical practice of Christian Science. It's not the metaphysics of Christian Science. Christian Science does not work with thought power, with willpower, with thought influence, and with thought transference. That's the ordinary kind of metaphysics. And you know that kind of metaphysics is now all over the world, that the ordinary kind of metaphysics of mind over matter, mind small m, I always have to point that out, that mind small m over matter is now our walk, is now really that which a great part of the population in the Western world is now interested. It has to do with psychosomatic medicine, it has to do with psychology, it has to do with all sorts of mental, metaphysical theories and methods. That's all over the world now. But it is always relying on the human mind. It's the metaphysics of the human mind and not of the divine mind. And this we have to see very clearly, because all these groups are also showing forth results. Results in the way of healing or of demonstrating their life problem and things like that. They also show that by their fruits you can know them. And that's very tricky, because as we learn in Christian Science, that every belief has its effects. And it only depends what kind of a belief we have. That kind of a belief has its effect, either on the body or on your human life or of anything. Positive thinking is also metaphysics. The art of positive thinking, with which you guide your life and experience our lives, and is an attitude towards disease and towards accident and towards all kinds of life situation. But this has always to do with the human mind influencing the body. And so the very fact that one can see healings or so-called demonstrations in the human is no proof and no sign that behind is a divine influence, that the divine mind is at work. It can also be the human mind. And this is necessary to see through. There is another incident you remember from the textbook where Mrs. Eddy speaks about metaphysics in that ordinary sense. It is that incident where they laid a man in a bed and said that a man in that bed died of cholera. You say cholera? Yes. And so that patient who was believed that he was lying in the same bed as a cholera man who died there, died also. Very nice experiment, really. Just to let somebody die through his own belief. And here she says that this shows really the metaphysics, and had they known more about metaphysics, they wouldn't have done that. So you see, it is the negative sense here of metaphysics, namely that an evil belief has its effect too, namely that it affected the patient with fear, and that fear caused his death. So that fear creates, she says, an image of disease, and that image manifests itself on the body. And that she calls that that metaphysics is not the metaphysics of Christian Science. Another incidence where she uses the term metaphysics is that case, which you know also, about that woman in Lynn who also died because she was forced to inhale ether for an operation. And as she believed that inhaling ether would lead to death at once, she also died. And Mrs. Eddy said, well, if the surgeons would have known more about metaphysics, they would not have done that. So you see here again, the question of metaphysics is not always a positive sense, can also be a negative sense. It in metaphysics just means that the mind, small m, governs the body, governs the situation. That really consciousness determines our experience. That's all. And so we must be careful how to use that term metaphysics. Having seen that in her experience before she discovered Christian Science, Mrs. Eddy was becoming aware that the mental is a power, but she could see that in these instances, as well as in homeopathy, that it is always the human mind at work, and that brought her to the insight that if the divine mind would be at work, that then the results would always be positive and could only be positive and nothing but beneficent. So she says of these investigations, she says, the author's medical researches and experiences had prepared her thought for the metaphysics of Christian Science. So it's the metaphysics of Christian Science that she was discovering. And so she says, metaphysics as taught in Christian Science is the next stately step beyond homeopathy. So can you see the line of development out of the ordinary medical practice of allopathy, then to homeopathy, from there really to the metaphysics of Christian Science? Now, what is the difference, therefore, between ordinary metaphysics and the metaphysics of Christian Science? We can see that the basis is important. Whereas ordinary metaphysics bases itself on the human mind or mortal mind, the categories of metaphysics as taught in Christian Science, she says, rest on one basis, namely the divine mind. So we make the step from the human mind to the divine mind. And we forget that very often, because this is a sentence that she has right before she makes an interesting statement, namely, and I want you to remember that, and we will come back to this again and again. She has a sentence by itself that says, metaphysics resolves things into thoughts. We know that statement very well. That metaphysics resolves things into thoughts and exchanges the objects of sense for the ideas of soul. For the ideas of soul. If we take that sentence by itself, then this sentence can be most misleading. And here we come naturally then to a very big point, namely that a sentence by itself does not yield its true meaning. That meaning is always relational. This is a big point. I hope that I can come back to that over and over, because this seems to be the crux of today, to understand this. Just to pinpoint it a little bit more, though not extensively, if you only take that sentence, that metaphysics resolve things into thought. This is something that most students of Christian Science know and practice it wrongly, because they take things and reason, therefore, from things to thoughts, and therefore start out with error and think that they can arrive at truth by starting out from error, from things. Therefore, wrong metaphysics is that where we reason from matter to mind, or to idea, or to thoughts. And that's wrong. But the statement says it, that metaphysics does resolve things into thoughts and exchanges the objects of sense, see, takes the objects of sense, what we see, what we feel, and exchanges it for ideas of soul. And that is taken by itself a wrong practice. We always, or in general, the students believe this is a right practice, whereas it is a completely wrong practice. It is taken out of context. The statement before that sentence reads that the categories of metaphysics rest on one basis alone, namely the divine mind. Therefore, we must see that we use divine metaphysics. And divine metaphysics does not go out from matter and reasons from matter to ideas or to that which lies behind it, but reasons from the divine mind.